the tool that the internet is for delivering your message and delivering samples of your audio recordings and handling orders, it can't be matched. It's the most efficient thing, and yeah, you need a website for it. You really do. So did you have a different niche before you've changed your niche? And what are you trying to do here? What do you got going?
My niche at this point is search marketing. So I've developed that niche because my old niche was too broad.
What was the old one?
I just wanted to be a marketing consultant for small business owners in the Myrtle Beach area. That was too broad.
I can relate. I understand. Okay, so before you wanted to do just general marketing consulting to businesses, and now you want to specifically target for churches. Who is the head guy of a church? A pastor?
It depends on what church it is, Mike. My niche would be Church of Christ, so that would be a minister.
All right, and do you want to create an information product for these ministers to show them how to get larger congregations, or do you want to show them how to make money, or what's the promise, I guess?
It's going to help their church get new members and keep the members they have.
Okay, great. Have you done anything as far as creating the product, or is that where you're at right now, trying to decide what can I create as a product to sell to these ministers?
Well, that's where I'm at right now, Mike. There's products out there right now that I've been researching already in the niche.
How much stuff's out there?
Oh, several downloads, several ebooks, and a couple coaches out there currently.
Yeah, and from your observation, how does their marketing look?
The one gentleman I liked a lot because his website was very Dan Kennedy-like.
Do you remember the site?
It's Church Marketing.
Church Marketing? I wonder if he's a Dan Kennedy student.
You know, it could very well be. There's plenty of us who get his newsletter and are members.
Okay, so under Church Marketing Experts, Church Marketing, churchmarketingsucks.com. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I've read that one. I've read their blogs and I've read their group.
Is this at Church Marketing Solutions, church-marketing.com?
I think that's one. I'm not in front of my computer anymore.
That's okay.
But I think that's one that I subscribe to their newsletter as well, and they send out the AWeber-style responder tips.
Have you seen any audio interviews in any of these guys?
Not one.
There you go. I'm just thinking as you're talking, you know, these are some of the best damn marketers in the world. You know, these big congregations, the ones who are doing well, they are incredible direct marketers and marketers. There's no doubt. I mean, I'm wondering if you could line up interviews with some real successful, even medium-sized, small-sized congregations, some that have great retention and bring in a lot of donations or tithing. I don't know what you would call it, but I could see a minister really benefiting from interviews. I mean, of course, I'm biased to interviews, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right, and I'm writing that down as we speak.
You don't have to become the expert. You know, I had a great call with a lady who is just so caught up in developing her site and her blog and her articles, positioning herself as an expert, and it was just a big aha moment when she realized she didn't have to do all that if she could let go of, I guess, the ego of being the expert. Her passion was in food and nutrition and health and the dangers of the microwave oven and chemical preservatives in your food, stuff like that. She's real passionate about, and she would naturally tell people about it, but she didn't really have any credibility, and she came off sounding like a kook, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, you don't have to be the expert, so you don't have to prove yourself. All you've got to do is find experts. You heard about this stuff from somewhere, but there's got to be people who've been spending their whole lives studying and researching the chemicals and the food additives and dangers of microwaves. Just interview them and bypass all that. And it was such a relief. And that's one thing I try and stress to marketers. Don't be the expert. Let the other people become the expert. You just be the guy who interviews the expert. And that's going to be good enough for an information products business.
That would be great because that gives you instant credibility.
Yeah, it gives you instant credibility. You're leveraging off their expertise. I mean, interviewing a minister who's been operating the marketing activities of a church for 20 or 30 years and has one of the largest congregations in his area or his town or his city or his state, I'm sure you can do the research on this and find that. And if they're really true to what they're doing, I'm sure they understand, you know, give and you shall receive. And I don't know for sure, but I could see them really being willing to share some of this with other ministers and other pastors from all over the country in different parts of the world.
Well, you've mentioned that, Michael, and that's excellent because there is a church I live in South Carolina. We travel in North Carolina for different Bible camps. There's a church in Charlotte. Everybody in North Carolina and South Carolina knows. They know they were really the up-and-comers, the movers and shakers for the past 10 years.
Oh, really? What's the church called?
Providence Road Church of Christ.
How big of a congregation is it?
Oh, 500-plus. Pushing 1,000. Their youth group is larger than our church is. They have a youth group of 250-plus kids. So they're pushing 1,000.
And they're really up-and-coming and doing very well?
Very, very well, yes. Everybody looks to them as far as what are they doing currently and how can we model them.
I'm at their site right now. And you've looked over their website and seen some of their marketing?
I don't even know about their marketing. I'm going to be working with them with the VBS in August. They come down and they help us with our vacation Bible school. My wife and I are the youth ministers in our congregation for the young kids. So we know them real personal, but I wasn't doing marketing last year other than for my own company.
Okay. So I wonder who's heading up all the marketing of their operation.
That wouldn't be hard for me to find out, Michael. I never thought about digging into that.
Yeah, I'm looking at their site. They got a lot of stuff about PR. They do have press release, what is the church mission and vision, the call leadership, related links, our schools, our facilities, publications. Yeah, you know, you got to find out who's running this thing. Wouldn't be hard to find. You know, you call them, say, hey, who's handling all your marketing over there? And, you know, if you find someone who's got a system in place and you might find the guy who's doing the marketing or the team who's doing the marketing, they may be outsourcing it. You have no clue. Or they may have hired someone who has a lot of experience with previous churches. You got to find out what's the reason for their success and who's behind it. And certainly, you may have someone who's really passionate about the marketing of churches and youth groups. And if you find one expert good enough, like you've seen some of the products on my site, like the Business Buying Guy, Art Hamill,
yes,
and Richard for the HMA Marketing Consulting, all my products are other experts where I've just either have licensing agreements with them to market them, and they're the expert. You don't have to interview a ton of people. You may find one great person doing it really right that you can license their intellectual property or their system and let this one guy become the expert. And if he doesn't want to do it, I'm sure you can find 10 or 15 or 20 other churches really doing well, and all you got to do is get one to say yes, and you could build a whole system around him. You know, it's a big country. There's thousands and thousands of churches. This Providence one may be doing well from what you understand, but there's probably some doing even better. And the guys in this community, the pastor, the minister, I wonder if they belong to blogs for church marketing. I'm sure they do. They're all looking to build the congregation. And dig in or hire someone to do some research on this and find out the number one guy or the number two guy and then approach them. Do a little research, find out what they're doing well. Another idea is certainly finding 10 of them and interviewing these top experts. That would be so valuable. Pick 10 big states, you know, California, Texas, Georgia. Find some of the number one marketed congregations in these areas. You can do Christian, you could do synagogues and take them from different religions, and then you increase your market share. It's not only the congregation of a church. You can then market to all the synagogues around the country. You can find congregations for any kind of religion. Jews for Jesus. Because a congregation is a congregation is a congregation. Marketing is marketing is marketing. And they can learn from all the different sects and how to increase and maintain and, I guess, profit from for their organization through their marketing. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, and there are quite a few churches that I can do this with. One did the Church of Christ initially. I have been a member of our Church of Christ for 8 years. You know, every church has things a little bit different. So I know that niche very well, and I can speak their lingo. Things like we don't use instruments in our worship assembly. We do communion every Sunday. Some things that are different. Whereas some of our churches do, and that's great, but I would like to speak the lingo. And then when I market to a Lutheran church or a Catholic church, it would be different.
Uh-huh.
The headlines could even use their lingo in the headlines.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Yeah, once you have your product, I mean, imagine a series of interviews with top synagogues, top churches, top Catholic churches, Lutheran churches. Then when you have your whole product, you can market and target, this is a product for Catholic ministers or Lutheran ministers, even though it's got a collection of interviews from all different types of leaders of congregations. And they can learn. I think that'd be really powerful and valuable to the leader of a congregation to learn from other successful congregations what's making it work for them.
Absolutely.
Once you have the outline of your one interview done, you just use those same questions with all the different experts and just ask them, record it, edit it, transcribe it, and put it in a collection. And then you develop your sales letter. I definitely recommend go digital. Digital product, just like what I sent you for the audio marketing secrets.
Right.
Once you have your product and a good product and a real valuable product, the basis of it, you can build on it. And the more you interview, the more valuable it gets. And, you know, you can start it at $297. You can start it at $97. You can play around with it.
And that's what I had to do. I thought that the digital information would be the fastest one for me to do.
Yeah.
And to test it initially, and if you look through some of those websites, most of the products I found are right at $39.
Books. That's because they're books, because that's what a book sells for. That's why using audio is going to bump up the value of your product. I mean, if you just wrote one book, first of all, it takes forever to write a book, but to interview, you're talking your book, and if you just transcribed it and all you did was sell the transcripts, yeah, I could see you selling it for $39. But with the audio and the download, and they can play it online, and then they have additional interviews with other experts, you've bumped the value up. Now, there's a technique. If you find some books out there, you could approach the writer of the book and ask to buy the private label rights of their book and offer to interview that expert on the book. In each one of the books you find, whether it's on ClickBank or, you know, some of the books you found, they're experts. They've written a book as a trade. You can even say, look, let's make a deal. I'll interview you about your book, and I'll edit it and create a master of it, and I'll let you use it to promote it with your book for the private label rights of your book. So then you can take that book and private label rights, meaning you have the rights to resell it, and you can package that in with your product. So you just be looking for additional interviews you can do with experts to add value to your product. But I think you should keep the focus on interviewing the expert. Let them be the expert. You're just the guy putting it together. It really is easy. You just got to line up the interview and do it. And then, you know, whether you farm out the editing or farm out the transcribing and the audio marketing secrets, I tell you how to do all that. But you got to get your product. You got to get a product you feel really proud about that would be valuable to any minister. A lot of these ministers, they're going from congregation to congregation looking for work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When they get to a new congregation, they've got to perform.
Now, Michael, how am I going to create a back end on this?
How are you going to create a back end on it?
I made notes of what I'm going to get in my whole package, the info product being the test, and then that's going to be the low-end product to get them into the church marketing program.
Right.
I do my newsletters, do direct mail letters, do seminars, webinars, teleseminars.
Well, if you get them in on the front end with a collection of interviews, you know, you can get them in on a teleseminar series, which you could sell them, which is like an online seminar, and they would sign up. You can bump up the price to $5.99 or $4.99, where every month or every third week they can call in, and it's more of the same. You can feature each one of the people that you interview. You can ask them to come on and be the guest to be able to field questions live from many of your students. And so you can dig deeper. It's an opportunity for your students to belong to a community and to dig deeper and really ask the nitty-gritty questions that maybe weren't revealed in the interview. And you explain to them that you'll feature an expert every 3 weeks where they're there to answer and consult with you on any of their techniques and their marketing. They can share resources. Yeah, I don't know if any of the experts are open to doing one-on-one consulting, but I'm sure you can get them as a guest. So you find additional guests. And then as you do those, let's say you do 10 weeks or 12 weeks every 3 weeks, and that's $400 or $500. Those are each recorded, and then you've got another product. And you've added even more value than all the people who passed on the live 12-week event every 3 weeks. You've got the recordings, and then you can market that to the people who weren't able to make it on the calls.
So kind of model what you had, and I forget the interview, but it was some of the HMA consultants. It was your one-hour monthly call-in kind of deal.
Well, on my HMA thing, I have the HMA University.
Uh-huh.
I did offer that to the HMA consultants for like $399 a month after they signed up for the HMA system. But in my experience, no one took me up on it. I didn't have any success with it. And I kind of increased the value of the HMA system where I said for 6 months you would get access to the HMA University at no cost. Normally I charge $399 a month, but when you sign up as an HMA consultant, you get it for 6 months. Then they would come on as an HMA consultant, but after 6 months, I never got anyone to do it. So I changed it, and I just said, when you sign up as an HMA consultant, you have lifetime access to the HMA system. So on my HMA system, it's really a front-end sale. $5,900, front-end sale. Rarely do I really get any back-end sales after that. So I'm trading off for a high-end front-end sale. I don't really want to push back-end stuff with it. sometimes I'll get additional orders for pre-owned J. Abraham stuff. I'll sometimes get interview work where I do audio interviews for a consultant or for a client of a consultant. Not very often, but that happens as well. But there's all kinds of back ends you can create, or, you know, taking them through the funnel, starting off with your low-end product and then stepping up, you know, the 12-month conference call training. I like that idea of a every 3 weeks or every month conference call that they can participate in and dig deeper. And anything related in the marketing, you know, you might find with your experts as you talk to them, they've got proven ads that they run in local publications to get people to come in to the congregation. You could put a collection of those ads together. That can become a product. Proven successful newspaper ads that bring people into your congregation. Lead generating and prospecting techniques, you know. Opportunities will occur as you get going on this. You will see.
That's what I'm looking at. As you're speaking, I'm writing these things down.
Don't worry about writing them down, because I'm going to give you a recording of this. You'll have it all. You can re-listen to it. But as you get going, you will see doors will open. Opportunities will happen. Things you don't even expect. New ideas. So your job is really just to look at that new pastor. He's at a church he's never been. He needs to get attendance up for the survival of the congregation. And your job is to give him as much valuable and as much help and tools that can help him do that. Stuff that's been proven in different areas of the country or even different areas of the world. And bring these ideas to him. That's the service you're providing. They would love to talk to ministers all over the country that have done this. They would love to have a chance to do that. But, you know, they don't have time or they're afraid. So they're going to give you their money because you're going to do that for them. You're going to ask all the questions that they would love to know just for the mere survival of their job. They have families, too. This is their job, to get the attendance up, to get people in there, to create a vibrant community, more people in there, more people in their summer camps, more people in their Bible schools. It all starts with packing the house.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, yeah, and I was talking to our minister about that myself, and I told him I'm in the process of developing a product. Finally revealed, you know, 21 marketing secrets they won't teach you in seminary school. He started laughing. He goes, Pepsi, that would work. And I said, got your attention. So that's where I was kind of going with it, with the info product. Now when I do the interview, do I gear it that way, or do I do it how the expert has the...
The expert you're interviewing is an expert, so he's been doing this for a number of years. You want to make sure that he's good at what he does. So your job in the interview is to pick his brain. Tell us, Mr. Minister, what makes you so successful? But you want to prepare your questions before. You want to break down the system. How do you get people to the congregation? At the congregation, do you have a method for introducing Bible school? Where is the money made in your church? How do you handle tithing or donations, fundraising? You got to dig in like you don't know anything about the business, and I don't know much about the business and how to operate a congregation profitably, but you got to dig into these areas. You also got to dig into some of the stuff that these guys really understand. You know, there may be a board of directors. How do you keep your board of directors happy? What are they looking for? A lot of political things, you know, issues that aren't generally talked about probably in that position. There's a lot of politics involved in this as well. And that's going to come with your research. I would definitely start with Amazon.com. How to build a giant congregation. Look and see what books are on the subject. I'm sure you'll find stuff on Amazon. Take a look inside the book. Look at the topics, the chapters. It's going to give you ideas of where there's important things that you need to ask and dig into when you're talking to your experts. So these ministers have been doing this 20, 15, 10 years, and if they're doing it right, you want to ask them, what's making this so successful? What things would you teach an apprentice who is moving across the country to start his own congregation? What would you tell him to do to get his congregation going? How would you start it? And you got to just pick his brain. You got to dig in. You're not the first person who wants to know these questions. There's ministers all over the world who want to know this information. There's no doubt. And I guarantee you there's books on it, and you keep doing your research. You'll look through the sales letters of the stuff you've already seen, and you're going to have an idea where are the important topics in the bullets and in their big promise, whatever they're selling, whatever they're marketing, you know, issues that they're bringing up. You need to write all that down so you can turn all those things into questions. You know, in your research, if you talk to a minister, you may want to ask, if you had a chance to ask an expert before you started your congregation, what are things you wish you knew? What do you think a new minister, what's keeping them awake at night in bed? And what would you tell them? So they're going to have all your answers. You're just the detective. They're going to have all the answers you need.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, because the minister of our church, we're friends.
He's going to love talking about it. I'm telling you. His wife probably doesn't talk about marketing and business, but he knows deep down this is a business. It is.
Yeah.
And he'd love talking shop with you, I'm sure. And just get him to agree that you can record it and you want to use that for your product. And, you know, he'll be positioned as a great leader in the church communities of building congregations. That's not a bad reputation to have. And you're going to do your best to get the word out.
Exactly. And now with the market research, I mean, there is a info product out there I want to basically mention joint venturing with. So go ahead and purchase that book, read through it, see what ideas they have, to buy other books on this topic and study them as well.
Sure. How much is the book?
Like $40.
$40? Why not? I mean, if you got $40 to invest, and if the offer is a guarantee, if it's totally bad and you can get your money back, fine. But sure, because a lot of people have done the work before you, and you can look at his outline. But what you can do for free, first go to Amazon.com and search the subject and see what books are out there. You may want to check. You never know. You know the Idiot's book, Complete Idiot's Guide to...
Yeah.
They may even have something. Check how to build a Jewish congregation, how to grow a successful synagogue. There is going to be stuff on the subject. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, Lutheran, Christian, whatever. See if there's something on a synagogue. And then with good books, you can look inside the book online. It'll allow you to browse the table of contents. And that table of contents is a great format and outline for the things you need to talk about because they've already researched it before. You see? Oh, yeah, that's going to be real valuable. You can look inside the book on Amazon, look at their table of contents, and that can provide you the structure for your whole information product. It's just like what I say, when you can take a $28 book and turn it into a $3,900 information product, you can look in that table of contents and start doing audio on each one of the subjects in that table of contents and create a series of audio recordings that matches that book's table of contents, and then by the time you're done, you've got a seminar. The HMA system all started with a book that sold for $25 that Richard wrote.
Now, Michael, because my launch date was July 1st.
Uh-huh.
Let's say July 1st comes, I'm ready to get this thing out the door. What's my first approach? Like, build a website for this thing?
Okay, you mean your product's done?
Yeah, my product's done.
Product's done. Certainly using the internet to promote it. I mean, there's just no way around it. The tool that the internet is for delivering your message and delivering samples of your audio recordings and handling orders, it can't be matched. It's the most efficient thing. And yeah, you need a website for it. You really do. For automated selling, look at my Audio Marketing Secrets product, you know. I've got the sales letter up, the order form, and that allows me to automate it. But don't get overwhelmed with that yet. I would focus on getting a great product first. Because if you have a great product, you don't necessarily need all that, actually. If you've got a great product, and for instance, you've got this guy who's got a book and he's already got a sales letter, he may be willing to take your product and endorse it to his list. And sometimes you don't need a whole sales letter to sell it. Imagine that if you had descriptions of each one of your interviews, you know, what does the product contain? It contains 10 one-hour interviews with the top churches and congregations in the United States. Here's what you're going to get. Interview number one, you'll be hearing from Pastor Marvin Henry. He's operating the Providence Road Church of Christ down in, you know, Columbia, South Carolina. You get his bio, which you'll be able to pull all this stuff off the websites of who they are. You just tell who's the interview about, what's his credibility, here's what you're going to learn, boom, boom, boom. And that can be your sales letter. Don't get freaked out by that. You know how each one of my recordings have a description, right?
Right.
You're going to describe, what's this recording about? And if you have 10 blocks of here's what you're going to get for $97, you're going to hear 10 fact-fill interviews that are going to show you how to build your congregation, how to get more people in the door, how to increase your sales on summer camp, how to create a steady flow of income with Bible schools, how to bump up attendance on, you know, Thursday night Bible classes, all the things a pastor wants to know. And you're going to learn how these 10 top experts in the United States, experts from Georgia, Texas, California, and then you have the bio of each person and what they've done and how long they've been doing this and maybe some stats on their congregation and here's what we talked about in this interview and you have bullets. All you got to do is 10 of those and you put them all on a web page. It doesn't have to be a fancy sales letter. It's not going to be hard for a minister to understand the value in that.
Yeah, that's the best I've heard yet, Michael.
That's it.
That's got my gears fully going. You can just do a simple attention getting a headline and then just do bullets.
Yeah. I mean, look, if I didn't have the sales sales letter, and let's say you've seen all the bonus recordings in the product.
Yeah.
Those aren't even advertised in the sales letter. But let's say I didn't have the sales letter. I could say Audio Marketing Secrets is a compilation of 15 of my most intense audio interviews on how to create and sell and market audio information products through the internet. Here's what you're going to learn. Interview number one is with, boom, and I just copy and paste those headlines in the descriptions. I could just have those descriptions where I deliver the audio information product and just have that there without the actual audio. I could have samples. I mean, I could have 5-minute sample clips of the audio interview so they can get a taste of it, which isn't a bad idea. And after 5 minutes, it says, to get the full 1-hour interview, order now, you know? So you're going to have to write a description for each one of your interviews. Each one of your descriptions of your interviews is a little mini sales letter, a reason why for the person to listen to the interview. So that can become your sales letter. It'll come. You just got to get started, but you got to get your product together first. You got to get those interviews down, and then everything will build after that. Don't let the full sales letter fool you or mess you up.
I guess I wasn't worried about the sales letter. Thanks to your site, I've been studying copywriting now for months.
Good.
So I've increased my other business exponentially because of it.
Good job.
Now, and I'm thinking an odd number. What's an arbitrary number to go ahead and throw out there? 11 interviews, 7 interviews, 9 interviews?
Oh, man, you know, start with one. If that interview is really, really good and you're providing a lot of value, you could sell that one interview. You really can. Start with one, then go for 7, go for 10. You're going to find it's going to become fun, and then you can ask for referrals from the people you interview. Do you know any other pastors or ministers who are really doing something extraordinary in their congregation that you'd be willing to introduce me to? Now they'll do it. They'll start feeding you people. And all you're doing is duplicating the same thing over and over again. The more you talk, the more you make. The more interviews you have, the more value there is. A minister who's interested in building his congregation will listen to every one of them. Not once, but twice, 3 times. And he'll thank you for it, and he'll pay you for it. So you can do a goal of 10. That's a nice number. But there's no real magic number. If you remove the risk and deliver the goods, that's valuable.
That's excellent. I guess I'll get started on the one.
Yeah, start with the first one. Take it all the way through the process. Do your research on Amazon first. Do your research online with the book. Order that guy's book and come up with all the important issues when it comes to marketing a congregation. Your research is number one because you got to be answering the questions, the struggles that a minister is having with his congregation. And that's the stuff he's going to want to hear. So you got to deliver that stuff. But that's going to come in your research. That should be number one. And then do the interview. Record it digitally. Download it to your hard drive. Get it edited nice and professional. Write a summary of what the interview is about. You know, put that introduction on the front. You'll have an ending, a call to action at the end of the interview. If they want to take a look at this expert's website, go to. Or for more information on congregation superstars, have them call you. Or direct them to a website for more information. Just copy what I've been doing on my interviews. Just model what I'm doing. It's the same thing. I'm just doing a different topic.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Michael. I think I'm all set, and I'll check back in via and get it up and rolling.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.